The financial exploitation of senior citizens impacts as many as 5 million seniors a year across the country. With Luna County billed as a retirement community, Executive Director of the Deming Senior Center, Barbara Rios, knows that financial exploitation is a problem that builds up around the holidays.
Actually, the holidays become really intense due to, you know, families that are needing to basically do stuff for the holidays. But we see it actually across the whole year with our elder population in Luna County. It's not just one given time. And I know that with the economy the way it is and the way it has been over several years, it seems like it's getting more exaggerated, so to speak, in regards to the financial exploitation.
Working to educate senior citizens about financial exploitation is the first step that family members and friends can take to fight against the exploitation.
We have an in-home service department that's outstanding when it comes to sitting down with clients and visiting with them, or when clients come in and actually have a grave issue that they need to discuss. We have information fairs that we hand out, whether it's a brochure that has been given to us through our aging network or pamphlets or stuff like that. We hand those out all the time, not just during information fairs, but during sit-down meetings with clients and stuff. So we try to stay on top of it as best as we can. We do have a community that works very well together, whether it's the local bank or the local police department, sheriff department, and they contact us on occasion when these issues arise in their respective businesses.
According to the 10th Annual Home for the Holidays campaign, a major sign of financial exploitation could be financial activity that is inconsistent with an older adult's past financial history. For a complete list of signs of financial exploitation against seniors, visit krwg.org and click on this story. For KRWG, I'm Edmundo Resendez.